Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
There's a picture of a baby boy dressed in blue on the front of today's Irish Independent. The boy is Simon Harris, and inside today's paper, there's a selection of other photos taken from the Harris family album, along with an interview with his parents, Mary and Bart, who say that they'll be watching on with a mixture of pride and trepidation today as their son steps into his new role as Taoiseach. Mary tells Kevin Doyle that the 37-year-old didn't always want to be a politician and actually seemed more likely to become a vet, while Bart remembers that at one stage as a young boy, when they were on holidays in Pontins in Wales, he declared that it was his ambition to become a blue coat. Instead, Bart jokes, he became a blue shirt. In common with the Irish Times and Irish Examiner, the paper's lead story this morning is all around speculation on who's going to be in the new cabinet. While the Times doesn't take a definite line about whether Helen McEntee will be staying on as Justice Minister, both the Independent and Examiner think that she will, with Fiona Sheehan expressing the view in the Independent that choosing not to move her will be seen as Harris having bottled it. That paper also runs with the line that the final cabinet position will come down to either Hildegard Nocton or Jennifer Carroll McNeill. The Times and Examiner also put Limerick TD Patrick O'Donovan in the running, while all papers are in agreement that Peter Burke seems to be a shoe-in for the job as Enterprise Minister. There are pictures of Leo Varadkar in the front of two of today's papers. The Times runs with the shot of President Michael D. Higgins standing at the front door of the Oras as the outgoing Taoiseach waves to onlookers as he leaves the building following his resignation yesterday. The picture in the Irish Sun, meanwhile, Leo Varadkar is buttoning up his suit jacket. "I'll get me coat," is the headline there. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror references the latest report on rising house prices, which Sinn Féin's Eoghan O'Brien suggests is a cause for an immediate election. Elsewhere on the front pages this morning, the Irish Daily Mail leads with the new declaration from the Vatican warning about the perceived threat of gender fluidity and surrogacy. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a report about how parents in Northern Ireland are being warned to be on alert for a synthetic psychiatric drug called Spice, which young people are said to be vaping. For its lead story, the Irish News reports on an inquest into the death of a premature baby boy who died 6 days after he was born at 33 weeks at Craigavon Area Hospital in August 2016. Jane and John Brady said yesterday that they had not been fully informed of the risks when they were told that a cesarean section would not be necessary. And finally, the Irish Daily Star leads with the online auction of a house in Garristown in North County Dublin, which is due to take place in 2 weeks' time. The house and 3.2-acre site, which were owned by convicted criminal Ross Browning, was seized by the Criminal Assets Bureau last July. The paper runs with interior shots of the property, one of which shows what is thought to be an escape hatch leading from the house to an adjacent warehouse, which is concealed by a piece of carpet, and a high-speed motorbike, which was found at the foot of the hatch, inspires the headline, "Room to Improve."
Fiona, thank you very much.